All right, so today we're going to dive into something pretty fascinating.
Okay.
The role of faith in the success of Tyler Perry.
Interesting.
We've got this article here from Christian Culture News.
Yeah.
And it really digs into, you know, how his beliefs have shaped his career and his creative work and even his philanthropy.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense. I mean, Tyler Perry, he's a creative powerhouse.
Yeah.
You know, and really a self-made entrepreneur in the entertainment world.
Right.
And you think about his background, you know, born September 13, 1969 in New Orleans. And, you know, he came from really humble beginnings.
Right.
Faced some, you know, serious challenges.
Yeah.
Poverty. A difficult childhood.
Yeah. And I mean, you think about that move to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, those early days in the theater.
Yeah.
And then the success of his plays. And then that translated into film.
Right. The Madea character.
There's Madea, yeah.
You know, and then, of course, Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta.
Yeah. A major force.
A huge.
But the thing that we're really going to focus on today.
Yeah.
Is how Perry consistently credits his success to his faith.
His faith.
His belief in divine guidance and the power of prayer.
Okay, so we're going to unpack how that really is woven into his work and how it really influences his philanthropy as well.
Exactly. Yeah, so let's start with kind of that foundation, the importance of faith in his life.
All right, so the article highlights his Christian upbringing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just sort of a background thing. It instilled some really core values.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you can see how that would provide like a framework for him.
Yeah.
As he went through life and all the challenges.
Totally. And the article talks about how faith was that source of strength.
Right.
During those tough times in his life.
Absolutely. Yeah. He faced homelessness.
Yeah.
He dealt with depression.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are very, very real challenges that he had to overcome.
Yeah. And you can see that the deep faith was kind of that bedrock.
Yeah. It was that inner resource that he could draw on.
Yeah.
And it's important to note that this wasn't just a passive belief system.
Right.
The article points out how he actively relied on prayer.
Yeah.
You know, that constant communication with a higher power.
Yeah.
That seeking guidance.
Right.
It's really a part of his daily life.
Yeah. And so then that leads us to, you know, okay, so how does this faith translate into his work?
Right. So if you look at his creative output, you see these themes.
Yeah.
Forgiveness, redemption, even divine intervention.
Yeah, that's all there.
That pop up pretty frequently in his films and his plays.
Right.
And it's not subtle.
No, not at all.
It's really, it's a clear presence.
Yeah.
That clearly resonates with a lot of people.
Right. And what's really interesting is the article talks about how, you know, his work, it's not just entertainment.
Right.
It's meant to promote these positive values and to encourage, you know, some sort of spiritual growth.
Right.
It's like he's saying, you know, there's a message here.
There's a purpose behind the entertainment.
Yeah. And even beyond what we see on screen.
Yeah.
The article mentions that he cultivates a faith-centered environment.
Yes. On his sets.
On set, yeah.
It's important to him.
It really is.
To bring that into every aspect of his professional life.
Totally.
Hmm.
So now let's shift a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about Perry's own reflections on his success.
Okay, so the article really emphasizes that he believes his achievements are intertwined with his faith.
Yeah.
With his belief in God.
It's not an afterthought.
It's central. It's part of it.
To how he sees his own journey.
Yeah.
And how he understands his accomplishments.
And it's not just about, you know, taking credit.
Right.
There's a deep gratitude that comes through.
He's constantly expressing gratitude for what he sees as divine guidance.
Right. It's like he's been given this gift.
Yeah.
And he has a responsibility to use it.
Right. And to be thankful for it.
Yeah. And it's not just like, you know,
a personal comfort to him. It's something that actually informs his creative process.
Yes. It really influences his storytelling.
Yeah.
It allows him to tap into those themes of faith and resilience and redemption and to present them in a way that really connects with the audience.
And he defines success so broadly.
He does, right.
It's not just financial.
No, it's about values.
Yeah.
It's about purpose.
Yeah.
It's about the role that faith plays in achieving those larger goals.
Right. It's so much more than...
Yeah, it's a holistic picture of success.
It really is. So now I want to get into the nitty-gritty of how that faith actually plays out in his career.
Okay, so the article highlights prayer and spirituality as this driving force behind his creativity and his resilience.
Yeah.
And they give this really interesting example of when he was facing financial struggles early on in his career.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were skeptical.
Right.
But instead of being defeated by that, he turned to prayer as a source of strength and for guidance.
It's a powerful example of how he navigated those challenges.
Yeah. And the belief in a higher purpose.
Yeah.
The article points out that this helped him overcome self-doubt.
Right, because everyone has self-doubt.
Yeah, you know, especially in creative fields.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just part of it.
Yeah.
But it's like having that inner compass.
Right.
That keeps you going.
Keeps you oriented.
Even when things are tough.
So now let's dig into how his faith really shapes the stories that he tells.
Okay, so the article very clearly states that his Christian faith is the foundation for his creative work.
Yeah.
It's woven into the narratives.
Yeah.
And you see that in the recurring themes of redemption, forgiveness, and hope.
Yeah. And those aren't just random themes.
No. They're core tenets of his faith.
Right.
And they reappear in his films and his plays.
Yeah.
And they resonate deeply with people who share those values.
Right. And the article gives some really specific examples.
Yes, they do.
About, you know, those themes.
Okay.
Redemption, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The article talks about how his characters often go through these transformations.
Yay.
After dealing with their past mistakes.
Right. It's that idea that change is possible.
Yeah.
No matter what you've done.
And then there's forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Yeah.
You know, characters who are grappling with these huge grievances.
Right.
And they ultimately choose to forgive.
Uh-huh.
And that's powerful.
Yeah.
And that aligns so well.
Right.
With those Christian teachings.
Yeah. And it promotes empathy.
Yeah.
Which is so important.
And then, of course, there's hope.
Yes.
That constant thread.
That persistent thread.
Yeah, of, you know, overcoming adversity.
Yeah, his characters often go through these really difficult situations.
Right.
And they come out the other side.
Yeah.
Through their faith and through the support of their community.
And that gives you that sense of optimism.
Yes.
That things can get better.
It can.
And so it's clear that, you know, he's not just entertaining. He's trying to embed these principles into his work.
Right. He's trying to say something.
Yeah. So let's talk about his impact.
Okay.
You know, particularly on the Christian community.
Okay. So the article calls him a real influencer.
Yeah.
Within that community.
And it's not just his art.
Right.
He's really big on philanthropy.
Yeah.
You know, supporting homeless shelters.
Perfect.
Disaster relief efforts.
Yeah.
Educational programs.
Right. He's putting his faith into action.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not just words. It's deeds.
Yeah. And his films and shows, you know, they resonate.
They do.
With Christian audiences.
Yeah.
Because they explore these themes that are so important to them.
Faith, hope, and redemption.
Yeah.
It allows them to reflect on their own faith journey.
And they could see their own struggles
reflected
on screen.
And their triumphs.
Yeah.
It's validating.
Yeah, it is. And he also does a lot of public speaking.
Yes.
And he encourages people to hold on to their faith.
Especially during challenges. He's a real source of encouragement for people.
So now I want to go back
to
his personal journey and talk about those challenges he faced.
Right. So the article talks about his tumultuous childhood, early career rejections, financial struggles.
Right. He had it rough.
Yeah. And yet he persevered.
Yeah. And the article really credits his faith.
His unwavering faith.
Yeah. For getting him through that.
Absolutely. It was his source of strength.
Yeah, and it's so interesting how they frame those rejections.
Oh, yeah.
As stepping stones.
Yeah, not failures.
Yeah, fueled by that belief.
Right.
In a higher purpose.
He knew he was meant for something.
And that's what kept him going.
Yeah, and even when he faced personal losses or self-doubt, he turned to prayer and reflection.
Yeah.
To heal and to find his way again.
So it's safe to say that Tyler Perry is a role model.
Absolutely.
For, you know, people of faith.
Yeah. He embodies faith and determination.
Yeah. And he shows that, you know, your spiritual beliefs can be a driving force for success.
Absolutely. They don't have to be separate
from
your professional life.
Right. And by sharing his struggles, he encourages others to embrace their own faith.
As a source of resilience.
And he's also a big believer in community.
Yes. He promotes collaboration.
Yeah.
He invests in aspiring artists.
Yeah.
He gives back to underserved communities.
He does so as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
It's clear that faith has been absolutely essential.
Central.
To Tyler Perry's journey.
He's his success.
It's allowed him to overcome adversity.
Yeah.
And achieve incredible things.
And it's a powerful reminder.
It is.
That perseverance rooted in faith can lead to amazing outcomes.
And I think it makes us all think.
Yeah.
About what drives us.
Yeah.
You know, what are our core values?
Right.
How do they shape our pursuits?
It's a good question.
Faith can be a source of motivation and resilience.
You can help us get through tough times.
Yeah. So as we leave you today,
okay,
think about this.
Right.
How can your own convictions shape your journey
right.
and help you achieve your aspirations?
It's something to think about.
Yeah. Tyler Perry's story is a great example.
It is.
Of how faith and success can be intertwined.
Yeah.
So see where that reflection takes you.
Explore those connections in your own life.
Your own life. Yeah.